Is your Facebook game feeling a bit stale? Like, keeping up with your Facebook page is really a chore sometimes. It seems like you're always doing the same thing, and you want to make sure that your audience isn't getting bored. Here are 5 tips for jazzing up your post content on Facebook. So, ideas for Facebook business pages, not your personal one, other than just making a regular text post. Okay, so number one is to post videos. I know you guys hear this all the time, make videos. And I know the first thing that you think of whenever you hear post a video is to make a video of yourself talking. And that's not necessarily what I mean. So March 2018, there were 12 million video views on Facebook. So video is still the king of the Facebook user experience. So if you're gonna be using Facebook for your business, then you have to be posting videos. The momentum that makes your page fill up and people to keep coming back and people to keep watching has to include videos. If it's just posts, people are going to lose interest. I promise you, you have to make videos. But here's the good news. You can use the momentum of all of those video views on Facebook to create your own videos. You can use programs like Adobe Spark, which you go in, you upload some photos, and you put some text, and then you animate it. And then when you upload it to your Facebook, it is uploaded as a video, even though it looks just kind of like an animated graphic. Facebook considers that a video. Another program you can use is Animoto. That is a paid program, but if you're going to be using creating videos, you can sign up for the cheapest version of Animoto. I think it's like $35 or $40 a month, and you can make as many videos as you want. And they have templates that you can use where all you do is fill in your pictures, and then it's got everything kind of formatted for you. You fill in your pictures, you fill in your text, and it looks like a great video. And then you can also use a program called Ripple, which is on your phone. Adobe Spark can also be on phone or desktop. Ripple is just on your phone. And so you can take a picture, add graphics. You can even use several pictures in a row and make kind of a longer video, or any other video creation software that you may have experience with. So creating those videos and putting them on, perfect. Even better, you know I'm going to say it, go live. Push the live button and show around your store, show a product, talk to camera about a service. You can do anything you want to do on live, and people love it. Then you take that live, you repurpose it into this, into Animoto or Adobe Spark or Ripple, and put some text over it, cut it up a little bit, and you can reuse it again and again and again for different purposes. Remember, video is the number one way to reach your audience on Facebook, so you must use it often. Okay, so on to number two, offers. When you create an offer on Facebook, it allows you to put the name of whatever's on sale, the discount or price, so if it's 10% off or it's buy one, get one free or whatever, the time when it expires, so if it's for a week, if it's just for the day, if it's just for the month, whatever, a photo to catch interest, and then where people can redeem it, either in-store or online. So you can check a box that says this is only in-store and they have to bring either their phone or a printout. Or you can make it redeemable online and you can put in the promo code that they'll need to put into their checkout to get the offer. You can also add terms and conditions, whatever your rules are about your offer. But the best thing about an offer is that it continues to remind the people who save the offer to go back and redeem it until the day that it expires. So it's a set it and forget it system. You make the post, people react to it, and then Facebook does the follow-up for you, which is great. So that's a good way to get people interacting with you, buying whatever it is, like if you have something that's on sale or you're wanting to liquidate it, make some offers. Put them out on Facebook. Share them out. You can even boost them once you've done that and just get more people coming to your site or coming to your page. Number three, a call or message now button. The call or message now post is actually really cool. You can create a post to say whatever you want to say, and then assign the call to action button to be call or message now. So when someone pushes the call now button, it will dial whatever phone number you have attached to your Facebook account. Hopefully, that's your business's phone number. In the same way, if someone pushes the Message Now button, it will immediately open up Facebook Messenger and start a conversation with you. So if you're looking to make immediate contact with your audience, you can use this tool instead of writing a post directing to your website. And as we know, there's a time and place for pushing web traffic, but you can never beat one-on-one interactions with your audience. There is a but to this, though. If you're not in the position to respond to the calls or the Facebook messages right away, you might not want to use this one. So you need to plan ahead to where you know you'll be available online or in store or attached to your phone somehow for at least an hour after you put the post up. The last thing you want is for people to get frustrated because you ask them to send a message or call and then you're not answering. You don't want that to happen. So just make sure you're available when you are going to put those kind of posts up. Number four, events. You can use events if you have an event happening in your store, if you're going to be at a public event out somewhere, if you're having a sale for a certain amount of time, online or in a physical location, any of those things you can make an event for. So how do events work? Well, people mark interested or going, and Facebook will remind those people about the event, kind of like that offer earlier. Also, the event will show who has clicked, so it'll be showing social proof, which means that your customers' friends who show up will show up, it'll post so-and-so is going to this event, and then their friends will see that, and then your friends could possibly come to the event. Many times the friends see that their friend is going to something and then sign up. So fear of missing out for the win. And then the last thing you can post is polls. If one thing is true about the internet, it's that people love to tell you their opinion on things. So use that to your advantage. Ask something fun, like what's your favorite flavor of coffee? Or ask something related to your business, like which product would you like to see on sale? When you ask your audience to interact with you, they will respond. So the more you ask for their opinion, the more conversation you'll get back on your page. And as we all know, more conversation means that Facebook sees your page as relevant to its audience and will show it to even more of the people who like your page. So, which idea stands out to you as something you may not have tried before? Or have you tried one of these ideas on the list and had it work out great? I want you to share it with me either in comments below the podcast, or you can shoot me a message on Facebook, Sarah Selvaringaraju, or on Instagram, Sarah Selvaringaraju, or on Twitter at @buzz_hustle. So send me those comments back. I want to hear from you, and you have a great day.